Hello and welcome to the Headache Pill. This is a Patreon exclusive podcast where I basically talk about the stuff that didn't make it into the recent video. And so as we've just had the Pokemon video, I can talk about some of the Pokemon stuff that didn't make it in the Pokemon video. And in this case, I'm going to focus on the cards. So when I was making the video, during the research of like all the wacky stuff that came up during the peak of Pokemania, there were a lot of stories involving the Pokemon cards that I simply couldn't include because it wasn't the subject of the video. The video I was focusing on the anime, and whilst in the video I do focus on a couple of examples of the cards, but there were more I found that I didn't put in, mainly because that would be sidetracking the video in a major way. Also, though, Harrow, of the examples I'm about to read you, they're all in the UK. So these are British stories, which is fun. But like, you know, the video is about how Pokemon came to America. So yeah, ultimately I had to drop those examples, but they're fun. So let's talk about them now. So first up, breaking news. Breaking news. In April, in the year 2000, there was a radio contest in Hampshire. Let me check. Yeah, near Portsmouth. Okay. And there was, by all accounts, some like very rare Pokemon card. I believe it was a Vaporeon Pokemon card. And I'm not entirely sure what the contest of this was. I think the idea was that people were meant to ring in offer to trade something for it. You know, like how you're trading Pokemon cards and stuff. And so this little boy called, this is why it's a news story. This boy called in and, you know, he had tried to offer, by all accounts, he tried to offer his toys and his pocket money, Easter eggs, because this was April. But ultimately offered his 10-month-old sister. So on live radio, a 8-year-old boy tried to trade his 8-month-old sister for a Vaporeon card. Fortunately, the radio did not accept such a trade. But yeah, by all accounts, it did. People were worried. People were worried that like, oh, these are the lengths that kids are going to go to try and get a Pokemon card. So shut up. It was just an 8-year-old. To calm down. This is an epidemic of like all children being brainwashed into trying, you know, human trafficking for Pokemon cards. But yeah, so I mean it's just part of the general story of like Pokemon cards like causing like kids to like steal and fight each other, and the black market in the playground, this kind of thing. In many cases, the Pokemon cards were also banned in UK schools. I mentioned they were banned in American schools. The same was the case for UK schools. So some kids found a little funny little workaround. Breaking news. In some London schools, this is from July 2000. In some London schools, kids would be collecting. So the Pokemon cards were banned, right? And so what the kids did instead was that they collected. Now, I don't know how well this translates to America, maybe, but in phone boxes, back when phone boxes were a bigger thing, people would be leaving in, like, calling cards, I guess, in phone boxes. You know, it'd be like stuff for local businesses, man with a van, you know, that kind of thing, right? But it was also a very popular place for prostitutes to leave their calling cards. And it would just be like a picture of them being like, hey, call me up, I'll have sex with you. And so kids would go into these phone boxes and collect prostitute cards and then trade those in school. Because they weren't allowed to trade Pokemon cards, they traded prostitute cards. I did have this joke written down, which like, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's probably problematic, I'm sorry, but it's stuff like, I've choose you, divine, Divine uses syphilis. So that didn't make it in the video. Actually, by all accounts, it is an offence. You're not meant to put your cards in a phone box. You're not meant to do that. It is, I guess is that littering? I'm not sure, because you're like leaving stuff behind. I don't know, were phone boxes government property? I'm not sure. Maybe, or council property. Who knows? What basically, it wasn't super legal to have them there. And the fact that kids were picking them up, primary school kids, school kids. Junior kids? I'm not sure what you call it. Basically, the 5-year-olds through to the 12-year-olds, that era of school. They were collecting prostitute cards and trading those because they weren't allowed. And kids will do anything to get hold of these Pokemon cards. So to combat this, breaking news. There was an attempt, at least. This is June 2000. There was an attempt. I believe this is Scotland. I'm scanning through here. The article I've got here, and I'm trying to see if it mentions the word Scotland. But it says UK. I think it's Scotland. Either way, there was an attempt by a school teacher. So the Pokemon cards have been really popular. And the teacher was worried about what this was doing to the kids. And I should mention, for this teacher is a Christian teacher. And so what he had made was Christian Pokemon cards. And by which I don't mean they were like monsters. They were like Christian figures. Yeah. So you would have Gabriel versus Jonah. And they were basically Top Trump cards. I don't know how much you remember Top Trump cards, but the point of it was like there was a card and it will list like certain attributes. It might be like strength, speed, agility, intelligence, and then it will give them like a number. And the idea was that you two people or more will randomly pick one card each, and then one player will say strength 10, and then the opponent would have to like see how much their character's strength matched up against theirs, and if it was, you know, whoever got the highest number wins both cards, and then you keep going until somebody loses their entire deck. So it was basically that. It was Top Trumps, but with Christian characters like the Archangel Gabriel and stuff. And I love this quote. This is my favorite fucking quote. I've just seen it's not Scotland. It is St. Mary's Cray in Kent. So, yeah, England. The fact is, so out of all these Christian Pokemon cards, Jesus wasn't a card. He had been purposely left out of the pack because, and I quote, "It would defeat the purpose if Jesus was beaten by one of the bad characters." So, you gotta imagine, like, they're trying to make these cards and one of them is just like, "Oh, I beat Jesus with a fucking Metapod." Oh, that's funny. It's so sweet. A card sell at £4 per pack of 20 with 122 collect. They sold this? I just realized they sold them. No, it was one to fucking buy. Oh, actually, I kind of want a hold of a pack. That would be very, very funny. Let's see. Gabriel would win on strength and faith, scoring 100 in both, but lose to Jonah on the on floors and number of times mentioned in the Bible. 0 and 4 compared to Jonah's 65 and 18. So, yeah. Funny how they tried to balance this out. mentions in the Bible. That's the breaking news for those that found those free articles there for you. There's one other story that was very close to being included in the video, which in the end I ultimately didn't put in. Because again, it was just too much of a tangent away from the main topic of the video, was the fact that there was a card that had been banned for 20 years. So there is a performer. I mean, some would say magician, but I'm going to say performer, called Uri Geller. Now, if you're in the UK, he's quite famous in the UK, at least to like some older people like myself. But Uri Geller was like his whole bit, right? He would do these, I guess, in a kind of like David Blaine. Remember David Blaine? You know how he'll do like these kind of like psychological magic tricks and stuff like that. It was sort of like that, right? Where what Uri Geller would do with stuff like, he would go on TV and then he'll look at the camera and he'll rub his temples and then somehow people's clocks would run slower and stuff like that. And then people would call in and be like, oh my God, my clock started running slower and stuff like that. And it's a lot of like, I don't know, people seeing patterns where there aren't any. Maybe the clock was already running slow anyway, but they checked when Uri Geller rubbed his head and like, oh gosh, oh no, they're running slow. But Uri Geller's famous thing is bending spoons. That was his kind of big... That was his like iconic image, right? That he would go on TV and he would rub the neck of a spoon, and just between his finger and forefinger, he's not like applying pressure or anything. He's just rubbing it, and then the head of the spoon will either snap off or bend. And that was his kind of his major thing. That he would go around bending spoons, and this is like he doesn't own bending spoons, but he popularized that image, right? And so the Pokemon character of Kadabra holds two bent spoons. And Uri Geller was furious because he's saying, this is my image. You've taken my image and you've put it on a Pokemon. And as we covered before, and this is why it was almost mentioned, I cover in the video about how pop culture references are worked into the Pokemon names, like Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan, right? But Kadabra has nothing, you know, Kadabra's not Uri Geller. That's, you know, it's based on Abracadabra, right? There is something, hang on, let me quickly find an article. There is the Japanese name for Kadabra, which is like, if you really stretch your brain, you could suppose it sounds a bit like Uri Geller. Where the fuck is it? Okay, I got it. So it's Yungerer. 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 But, like, yeah. So that Uri Geller suggested that Geller, I mean, yeah, maybe, but like, I don't know, that feels a bit of a stretch, maybe, but by all accounts, that was enough to make a case, that Uri Geller could sue them, but just for the card, he still appears in the games, he still appears in the show, but just on the cards, the image of the bent spoons and Kadabra were banned. And so, because of this lawsuit, and I believe he was successful in it, he had the image of the Kadabra bending spoons banned from Pokemon cards for 20 years. Until finally, I think last year, in fact, he finally relented and said, do you know what? That was a bit silly. Go ahead. And so, apparently he is given the blessing to Pokemon to go ahead and resume the Kadabra card. So I believe maybe they've already done it. I don't know, but I believe there's a re-release, the original 151 Pokemon, and Kadabra has been restored back in there with bent spoons and all. Yeah, so I did like a little deep dive of like the history of the bent spoon thing and the fact that, like, yeah, Uri Geller has been called out a number of times for basically stealing tricks and, he still claims to be, like, the bending spoons, it's a trick, right? You know, it's a trick. Like, he's obviously, I don't know, pre-bent the spoon or whatever and just some motion he does, or maybe it's even a sleight of hand or what the fuck ever. It's like, it's not real magic, right? It's just a trick. But Uri Geller's adamant it's actual magic. And so there's been a lot of people who have been like calling them out for years. It's not fucking magic. We know how you did it. You know, it's like this. And as I said, the bending spoons is, it's not unique to Yuri Geller. This is a pre-established trick. So it's still not magic. Still not actually doing it, but he's adamant that he can do it, you know. So, all right, fair enough, Yuri Geller. You do you. But hey, don't be weird about Pokemon cards. It's fine. You know, he never owned the image, but like, hey, as I said, he won. Or at least, I don't know necessarily who won the lawsuit, but it was enough of a stink for Pokemon to like, to pull away the card. And who knows? Maybe they were like, hey, fuck it. It's been enough years. We could put this out again. And when Yuri Geller caught wind, he's like, hey, I can look good and just say, yeah, I let them do it. You know, when maybe he never had power in the first place. I don't truly know the inner work, because I never really dug that deep into the whole Yuri Geller story, because I thought that, again, this is not going to go into the video, so I can't really spend too much time on it. But yeah, this is just some of the stuff I learned on the situation. Those are the other Pokemon card stories that I found, which unfortunately there was just no room for to put into the video. So yeah, that's basically it. So thank you very much for joining me on this little Headache Pill podcast, and I will see you again with the next video, I guess. Alrighty, bye-bye.